We're podcasting from Chico, California, and home of the world's largest functional yo-yo. This is Cinema Stash Rehash Movie Podcast with Jason, Wyatt, and Chris. We talk about 80s and 90s movies and provide insights about them you didn't know you needed or wanted. So sit back, relax, and join us. We're just about ready to get started.
Alrighty, thanks for joining us again on this wonderful episode of Cinema Stash Rehash. I am Jason McClendon this evening, as always. I'm always Jason McClendon.
Are you sure about that?
Tonight I am.
Wait, let's pull that mask off and find out who you really are.
And Wyatt Campbell.
Hi, people.
And Chris Midling. Hello. Back again. Hello.
Hello. Yeah.
Young Chris. We got to call him Young Chris because we need to.
That's true.
We don't get confused that they're the OG yeah. Chris.
That's the original Chris, which we should soon get him back on.
Yeah, I hear he's hitched now and.
There's a possibility.
Yeah. No, the wedding was great.
Yes.
We went. Not together. We went with
respective
families. Yeah.
I was not present.
So we're going back. I kind of would label this as still kind of a comedy. In suspense, maybe.
Yeah.
Comedy thriller. Because I was thrilled and I was suspensed.
Horomedy.
Yes, I like that. Horomedy. We just made our new subcategory of horomedy. It's a horomedy. Yeah. There we go.
It's a sativa strand.
Anyway, the movie is Arachnophobia. So yes. I hope you're ready for this. This was 1990, I believe, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And starring Jeff Daniels, directed by
Frank Marshall. I thought it was a Rob Marshall movie for a moment because I knew it was a Marshall. And then I looked into it. And
who's
it was
Rob
not.
Marshall? What is he?
Rob
doing?
Marshall, he's done it. I think the one that I remember right off the bat was the Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tide movie.
Oh, okay.
Other than that, I'm pretty sure his name was Rob, so I'll have to look into that to make sure I know what I'm talking about.
You're
here.
You're just a liar.
So anyway, Arachnophobia. I haven't seen this movie. Once again, this is what we do here. I haven't seen this movie in like 20 years
easy.
At least.
Yeah, easy.
You know, and I didn't really remember it at all.
I there was a few scenes I remember, you know,
yeah.
And like they were burned into my memory and they like confirmed, you
yes.
know.
Yeah,
like when I watched that
for
movie,
reason.
I was like, "Yeah, that was exactly how I remember that."
So the premise of this movie is interesting. Chris, have you seen this before? Obviously, right?
Yeah, when I was 8,
and right. That was it. That was one time for you.
Probably a couple other times here and there, like on a Chiller channel or something back in the day.
Yeah. The Chiller
but
channel.
But yeah, when I was in kindergarten.
Yeah.
Or first grade, yeah, I was watching this movie.
Excellent. Don't lie, you should be. You should be exposed
movie.
To this yeah. shit yeah. early on.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
One of my faves.
Yeah. So this movie, I didn't remember how it started. And like when I first started watching it, I was like, feels like a Swamp Thing Predator movie.
I like the cinematography at the beginning of the movie
yeah.
is amazing.
I was like, mm-hmm. what the fuck are we?
That's where all the
and
budget went.
They're actually in Angel Falls.
Venezuela.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Like, it's beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
It's like the place that they go to in Up, like when they...
right.
Yeah, it's like that flat plain up there. But
that's what I remember, thought. I'm like, the only thing... I mean, we're going to the site with Huey.
There's the sinkhole over there.
The only thing we were missing was dudes hopping out of the chopper with machine guns.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, this is very sci-fi. Like, I didn't think...
I know,
remember.
Dude. Like, the photographer is acting like a real puss, like, right from the start. But then he's, like, practically hanging out of the helicopter taking pictures.
Exactly.
Like, pick your battles, dude.
So, like, well, they were there for literally... They knew what they were doing, the sinkhole. They're expecting to find some new species or some shit like that.
Butterflies.
It's untouched for millions of years. No, they go down. Like, I mean, it's all like setting up for a really good
premise.
You know, premise.
Yeah. You know, where this thing came from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Obviously, it's about spiders.
Yeah. And it's like when they're, and it's like when they're carrying all that equipment down, like I was thinking like, gosh, are those all like flashbulb refractors?
Right.
Like, what the fuck is all that stuff? But then, you know, like they get down to the bottom and it's like rainforest, misty, you know, and then he gets out that giant bug spray and they set up all those cones to like funnel things into these
I
tiny,
know.
Tiny jars.
Yeah. I know.
They're like, let's take this huge funnel and funnel it into like what maybe can hold a couple butterflies.
Dude, half a mason jar.
Yeah, more like a quarter of a mason jar.
That's all we could afford.
Yeah. But dude, that thing that he sprayed it with, I thought that thing was like a fucking Gatling gun. I mean, the way that thing, and he's like twisting these knobby things and he's not really doing anything. And then like all of a sudden he starts spraying it.
He's just dicking with it.
Dude, and what an asshole. It's like, dude, can I get a respirator? Or can I at least get like a warning?
Is that not toxic to me?
Yeah.
He just keels over
like right here.
I mean, it wasn't even like he like got high off the ground to do it. He was just like, watch, and then he just started doing it right there, and it floated
right
up
right in your face.
But yeah, like, you get all of the species of butterflies drop in, and then like you know you start to hear the planks.
Yeah, the big.
Pictures, man. Make pictures. Which, according to the nerds, like, yeah, that would kill a spider, you know? Like, a fall like that would kill an exoskeleton spider.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the thing. Like, the whole time you're watching all this happen, and I like they're setting it up. Like, you can see like you know the head honcho spider like looking. Mm-hmm. Like,
oh yeah,
they're showing the sights of the spiders. Well, watching.
And Manly runs into the web with like the bird or the bird of the rat in it.
Dude, I'm sorry, am I stupid? If I fucking see a spider web that big and horrible, I'm not going any further.
No.
I'm you walk fucking backwards. Hightailing that shit right out of there because you know for a fact that fucking thing is huge.
Yeah. Oh,
you're not getting anywhere near
when
it.
When you see common things that usually prey on spiders caught up in their webs,
it's
probably not a good, you know, thing to keep around.
And by the way, that tarantula, it was a bird eating tarantula.
Yeah.
That they used for this film.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was actual native to South America or whatever, but a bird-eating tarantula.
They can apparently get up to like 8 inches, 8-inch long legs. They can have
a span, like a body span of a foot.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, shit.
Yeah. Like, it's just horrible. Bird-eating. Automatically, you think, that's a big fucking spider.
Yeah.
You know, we're eating birds here, people.
Yeah.
So.
But we're still humans, so I mean, like, we shouldn't be too worried about bird-eating spiders.
Yeah. No. You should be fucking fanatically horrible. That's a nightmare.
But it was like a huge red flag that like the spider survived the fall, but also the toxin. But but instead he's like magnificent. Oh my God. Like let's take two or three of these home.
Yeah. We're taking these home. Yeah. But this is when it's crazy though, because like they're pushing this thing back. And that's when the ninja spider jumps onto that.
Yeah, dude, I wrote down Ninja Spider too. I was like, what a well-timed jump.
Dude, it was a covert ops ninja spider. I mean, it was crazy, and it just swoops itself right into a bag. That spider has some serious talent.
Yeah.
You know, and plus, you know, and this is when, I mean, I just hate this because I don't like spiders at all. I'm not a spider guy. You know, it's funny because my wife is freakishly afraid of spiders.
So what do you guys do when there's one?
Well, I have to nut up, of course. Okay. You know,
you make your son get it.
Yeah, but it's go boy, sick it. You know, no, I still have to nut up. I mean, there's been times where she's waited in the hallway until I've gotten home to get a spider, and then even I'm like, I'll get to it. You know, I don't want to attack the damn thing. I just don't want to. So that's my thing. I don't like spiders. So, but anyway, back to the movie. You know, like when he gets bit by that spider.
Mm-hmm.
When, you know, he's already feeling like shit, the photographer guy. And, like, he got bit on the helicopter by that ant. Wasn't it, like, a big fucking ant that got him?
Well, yeah. I don't think he got bit. Oh, he didn't get bit? He was just complaining about a fever right from the start.
Yeah. Which makes, you know, perfect sense for him to keel over and, you know, the spider kind of slips away in that way.
But it was like, you know, I mean, it was funny because he was like, you know, he looked like shit. He felt like shit. And then, like, you know, the entomologist or whatever you know he is was just like, take the day off. But it's like, it's just amazing like the wardrobe that guy had. I'm like, what are you doing in fucking Venezuela wearing tight denim jeans and like a button-up shirt and you have a fever? Like, I would like be down to my underwear just like, oh my God, I'm dying here.
I'd be like, get used to this is my attire from here on out.
Like, just seeing like how sick he looked with all that those clothes on, I was just like, this make me like nauseous. This guy needs to die.
Yeah.
He needs to die.
But that's, I mean, that was crazy though. I'm watching that spider click come up from underneath and comes like, oh God, I had so many heebie-jeebies from this fucking movie.
Yeah.
The spider acting in this movie was great.
Yeah.
The way that real spider like came around the corner there, you know.
But that's nuts though. I mean, because if you read anything about these spiders, they do, they can deliver a hefty ass bite.
Oh, yeah.
They're not, not, I guess, since they're poisonous, they won't kill you, but I mean, it fucking sucks.
Yeah.
But I mean, to be able to have to actually physically act, and if they're really having that crawl on that actor,
yeah,
then that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, no, ever. No.
Yeah. For sure. Actually, I'm not even like, was the ninja spider the animatronic one? I mean, I know they used
real spiders to play that part, but the animatronic one was basically any type of fighting.
It was mostly for the end, right?
Yeah.
I'm like the spider that's like going on the other side of the tent where you'd see its shadow,
right?
Like in this scene we're talking about now. Like I think was a real spider.
Right? I'm pretty sure everything was mostly real. To,
yeah,
they probably used, I mean, I don't know if like legality reasons would you actually suspect somebody to a possible spider bite if they were using dummies and the shots that made it look seem like they're climbing on actual
people.
It seemed
like they kept a lot of the real spiders away from people.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I would.
Yeah.
Fucking gamey.
I'm not getting anywhere close. I mean, Jeff Daniels, he's afraid. I mean, I'm right there with him. John Candy was totally fine with it. He loved it.
You mean John Goodman?
John Goodman, fuck. Yes, if I do that this podcast, that's going to be pretty bad. John Goodman. Yeah, John Goodman was fine with it.
So it's, you know, from there, you kind of get the idea that, like, that's how the, you know, the spiders get hitching a ride on. They don't hide anything. Like, they show the spider getting in there.
No.
But it's kind of like, I mean, it is kind of ridiculous that the Venezuelans are just like, we got to make a fucking wooden coffin with giant holes in it.
It's like they got the Holy Grail in that shit.
Yeah.
And it's going quick with it,
and
too.
It's going by boat, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, it's, you know, of course the spider's just going to feed on him, but
that was crazy though. And that's the other part I'm sitting here going, how the fuck, I mean, the guy opens the thing and it's like just right there and it's not small.
Yeah.
It's massive. It's a face hugger.
Yeah.
And it's inside that, you know, coffin. You know, and it climbs. Oh God! And it climbs over and shit. But yeah, that dude's like, I swear to God, I thought I was watching Life Force for a second. I mean, that dude was sucked dry.
Yeah,
that thing was feeding on that dude. Which, by the way,
did either of you guys kind of crack up a little bit? Like after the spider and the coffin get on the boat, like there's like this music transition to where, like, you know, the boat, like the journey of the spider in the coffin, because it's like going down the river and it's like, you know,
the journey of the spider.
And then the next thing you see the hearse and it's kind of like, wait, is this still the spider's journey?
No, when I first started watching the movie for the podcast, like my audio wasn't working for the first beginning of it while they're on the river or something.
Yeah.
And then when the scientist guy says, we won't climb, we fly. He says fly.
Yeah.
It just shot up. It was so fucking loud and my the audio was just so off.
Subwoofer shaking the ground again.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Hurting my eardrums.
So pretty much the, you know, obviously from Poindexter camera guy, the bite to these spiders are instantaneous death.
Mr. Manly.
You get maybe 15 seconds of life left and then you're done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But like, that doesn't transcend. I mean, you figure that part out, but I mean, fuck, when we get introduced to Jeff Daniels' family and shit like that, and somehow the spider's just like out there.
Yeah.
Bird picks it up.
Yeah. Like what happens you know, it gets out of the coffin. Because, like, the mortician is just, like, always eating, so he's just,
Yeah.
And he's that one actor. He's a character actor. I can't think of his name.
Oh, shit, I remember now. Yeah.
But yeah, he's, like, he's just weird, and I think that's Roy Brocksmith is who he is.
Oh, right.
But anyway, yeah, like, his character, you're kind of like, oh, so there's, you know, like, there are some townsfolk here.
Yeah, you know? There are some townsfolk.
But yeah, the spider squeezes out of that...
Doggy door. I forgot all about that.
And then, what is it first? Like, a cat goes to fuck with it, and then it gets scared off
And, right, something like that, and then a bird picks it up.
And then the bird picks it up.
Yeah. Conveniently. And it bites it, and it's dead in a second.
Yeah.
It just boom. But the funny shit about it, I was actually just talking to my wife about putting our doggy door in our bedroom so that our dog can go out.
And then you watch this movie.
Fucking watch this movie. We're like, no, we're not doing that. Watching that fucking thing go through the doggy door was like, no, I'm not going to do that now.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
But yeah, that's, you know, like then you meet the Jennings, Ross Jennings and family.
Right.
Oh, Ross, smell that air. Oh, God.
Yeah, they show up and that's when he finds the bird. But anyway, yeah, so they come to town because they're from San Francisco.
Yeah, they're from the city.
Yes.
And now they're in.
So he's just like a new diddy's new got to get his license or something like that because he came there expecting to inherit the soon-to-retire doctor's patients.
Like that whole thing, it's like, what? Like that. These that would fucking suck.
Yeah. Because these stories that usually happen like this, because I didn't pick up on this when I'm asking, but like usually these stories when like the hotshot comes to the podunk town, it's usually because like of a malpractice lawsuit or you know, something bad happened in San Francisco. But it didn't seem like he just like, I'm just going to come to a little old town for ex-doctor's patients and shit. And he gets there. And
it sounded to me like his wife made a shitload of money.
Oh,
and she was like, I can retire early.
Oh, okay.
Be a photographer if I want, if you want to like move somewhere.
Okay.
Steady income. We'll be fine. Between my severance and all your potential patients, we'll be fine. Hmm. When are you meeting with Dr. Metcalf?
Thursday morning. The old coot passes me the torch at 10 sharp.
And then like
that would make sense too.
I mean, because like that's like he's a doctor. He was making coin too, but like it sounded like she was like, well, I guess I can tell some of my clients I can work from here if I want, you know, like, I mean, she was a stockbroker. It's like, she's a fucking,
she's got, yeah. So she's probably
bringing in the bacon. Yeah.
I think it's weird though, because so he's afraid of spiders. That's obvious. Cause we found that out, you know, he's the wife has to kill the spiders.
Well, she doesn't even, she's, you know, she's like me, like at home, like my wife gets, she hates spiders.
Yes.
But she gets mad if I kill them. So I just have to trap them and then like
so they can find their way back in.
Yeah.
See, they come back bigger with kids and stuff.
Yeah.
See, that's what I was going to bring up, because that they find that little house spider.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. she like releases it in like the barn area or something like that.
Yeah.
And the spider has a hump fest. Oh yeah, apparently
the general takes that spider to the bones.
Oh my God! But once again, this is why, you know, we talked about it in the last podcast. Horror movies that don't exist inside other horror movies, because I'm sorry, you're looking up and you see the horrible ass webs.
Yeah,
and they're just so nonchalant about that. Oh, look at the spider! Oh, burn the spider that we let go place. Made a home. I'm like, fuck no, it didn't. That thing is no. Where in this world is that okay?
Yeah.
It's up in your fucking.
You would burn that barn.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That barn looked like it should be burned anyway.
It did.
Like 50 years ago, maybe.
Yeah. Or at least looked like it was a fire hazard, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's. It's kind of funny because it's, you know, like that whole scene when they show up to their new house and, you know, like. Jeff Daniels, like Ross Jennings, like he wears the more white and powder blue than like anybody I know. They just kind of like seem like these really squeaky clean. And then he's like, you know, telling the moving guy, he's like, whoa, 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 whoa. This, by the way, fellas, I'm drinking wine. And I'm drinking wine because of this movie. Because I, you know, I'm trying to figure out how like this, what I'm drinking can be an investment for some people.
So there you go.
But yeah, so I mean, tells him put it in the basement, and then he corrects himself. He's like, cellar. I mean, cellar.
The cellar.
Yeah.
Yes. My wine cellar.
My wine cellar. But yeah, so it's like, you know, you get the vibe that they're like, you know, wealthy.
I guess that's true.
Wealthy.
See, I didn't really pick up on that too much. But that makes more sense though.
Yeah. I mean, it's easy to assume that with a doctor, but like, you know, with the wife, the hints that she's like, you know, like some big time power broker. It's like, you know, it makes a lot of sense that's why they move. Like, she was just like, fuck, I'm killing it. Like, you want to retire? Because I just want to take pictures of shit.
No shit, right? But man, I mean, so you can see that big ass spider egg sack. The pulsating alien fucking.
Yeah.
I don't know, do they actually do that? Or is that just the science fiction aspect of what spider egg sacks do in this movie?
It seems like in the movie they insinuate that. This pulsating sack comes from this South
particular
spider.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This crazy thing about the spider though, is that this big fucking spider that they use, whatever this spider bird eating tarantula, but they actually somehow, and I'm surprised they did this, to be honest, they actually expanded and put like a prosthetic abdomen on that fucking thing to give it girth
on the actual
real spider, apparently. And they painted it purple or painted stripes and shit. Yeah. So I guess that's what they, I thought that was fucking crazy, but
it's too much work.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for a pulsating egg sac, I would think that it would need to have some sort of scientific shit to it, because that's just nuts. I've never seen shit like that.
But you're giving the spider armor?
Basically, exactly.
What the fuck are they thinking?
So you find out that, that old doctor who had originally told him that he was going to retire is a fuckhead.
And yeah.
He just, doesn't want to relinquish his, his popularity.
I hate that guy.
Yeah, totally. That actor does a good job of being a fucking asshole.
Yeah, fuck him.
Yeah.
When we spoke just 4 months ago, you assured me that...
I'm not ready to retire, Doctor. And if my wife can't rush me into it, you sure as hell can't either.
And I love how they're dynamic. I mean, because, he's like, if you stay current... If you do this, it's basically calling him a fossil doctor. I mean, they have their exchange. Because that's all he's doing is just riding his ass the whole time he's there. So he gets this one patient, the chick patient, the older lady, that saves his ass from the podunk sheriff guy.
Between you and me, Sam Metcalf only recently gave up leeches.
Yeah, he also recently gave up retirement. We moved down here from San Francisco with the understanding that I would inherit all of his patients, but now I have none.
No, Dr. Jennings. You have one.
The dame, or what does he call her? Like, she's a great dame?
Yes. No, not great.
That would be too much like a dog breed.
I'm seeing my first patient this afternoon. She's a great old dame. She lives just up the road.
He says something to that effect, She's like a nice old dame. And she's like totally, doing her best to help him out. And actually doing a good job of it, it seems.
Just throws him a little party and everything, and it works out, But during that scene, though, that party scene is when the egg sac bursts.
Yeah.
And then the troops go into the town.
Oh, yeah.
But that's some of, that's where the fucking movie is, arachnophobia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But to go back to your little cellar scene, though, because, at the time, he's punching nails into the thing.
Well, that's the day after the party, though.
Oh, that is the day after the party. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. My fault.
So, the spiders get out during the party, and then they basically, to make a long story short, kill Patty or whatever her name is.
Right, his first patient.
Yeah, and which is in a savage way. Like, the spider is behaving like a soldier spider, a ninja spider.
It is.
Like, it goes up and tries to kill the cat first.
Yeah.
Right.
And then barely misses.
I feel sorry for the cat, too. I mean, he was totally cool in that chair.
Yeah.
And then she just kicks his ass out. Saved his life, though.
Saved his life. Yeah. But she was like, party over. Party's over.
Come on, honey. Party's over.
But that's so depressing scene, right after that, though, because then she's just kind of around her house.
Looking at her
dead husband's picture.
Dude. You were the life of the party.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, it's terrible. I mean, you just kicked the one fleshing blood thing out of your house, and then you're just sitting there going,
You'd have had too much punch and been the life of the party.
And that fucking thing just comes down from landscape and just gets her.
Yeah, like a repelling ninja. Like,
they're ninjas.
Like, zips down and just snaps and bites
her. They are definitely ninjas in this fucking
movie.
How
do you feel about the close-up scenes where they showed the bite on that fake-looking skin?
Some of it was like the first guy with Manly, when it was when he was in his fever, that was super cheesy because it was they didn't need to show anything.
It was very cheesy.
Right.
And so they show this fleshy thigh and a huge spider face going.
It was just all his ball sack or something. It just bites down.
But I thought a lot of the close-up spider scenes were cheesy.
Oh, yeah.
Unnecessary.
Yeah, I mean, it's basic, barely an 80s movie.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they do what they can, I guess.
They're like, hey, we're a 90s movie.
We came out in 1990, but you were made in 80s. like I said, the cellar scene was a very important scene for this entire movie, because, he's got bad wood. And then the introduction of John Goodman. I'm doing this right this time. John fucking Goodman. And I loved his character. He's just got that, that kind of...
He's kind of got that that yeah. that draw, like, you know, I collect beer.
Yeah, he's
a rare beer bottle. Yeah.
No time for amateurs here.
But yeah. I'm glad you called me. No room for amateurs in this game.
Your husband a termite expert?
Yeah. So he's just doing all this shit. And I love it, you know, because, I mean, you find out he's going, you got bad wood.
Yeah.
When he's just like, oh, so what should we do? He's like, you got bad wood. Replace with good wood. Yeah.
Why is all the wood rotting?
I'll tell you why. Bad wood.
Well, so what do we do?
Tear out bad wood. Put in good wood.
That was the very, very important scene, very especially important. For later.
Yeah,
yeah. But anyway, John Goodman's character is great. I mean, you know, Dilbert. He plays Dilbert. You know, the amazing exterminator.
Yeah, he appears at first to have very few redeeming qualities.
Yes,
but at the end, you kind of are like glad Dilbert was around.
Dilbert kicks some ass, really.
Yeah. You know?
By the end of it, he didn't really battle any major important spiders, but he did his thing.
He kept the family safe.
That's right.
During the fight.
Yeah, that's true. So that was a great introduction to him. I loved his character.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My next favorite scene, though, and like I had asked this because I thought I know he didn't, but so anyway, at the party, he meets another gentleman, the football coach.
Oh right. Yeah.
And so the next scene, he goes to there. You don't know why. At the time.
Yeah.
And he goes, okay, boys, drop trow and shit. And so he's like staring at like 25 dicks. He didn't put a glove on.
No, he did not.
He's just handling sacks all the way down that line. And that was like,
if one of those kids had crabs, that's...
oh, shit.
Yeah.
That was terrible. But yeah, so then, you know, another kill. Spider goes in the thing, and like, once again, instantaneous death.
But yeah.
Then there's, you know, the doctor of that town is now hating
right,
this
well,
guy.
Yeah, Metcalf, after Patty dies, blames it on
exactly.
on Jennings, and basically like...
because he took her off heart pills or some shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that is this no... their dynamic just continues to go. And that's when all the malpractice issues come in.
Yeah, and it's like the sheriff is already kind of doesn't like Ross Jennings.
Yeah,
so he
hates him immediately. Yeah,
he hates him immediately, it seems. Yeah.
Which, by the way, I was like, who the fuck is that guy? I recognize him. And I looked it up, and he's like, there's this movie that I watched when I was a kid that he was in called The Dirt Bike Kid.
Oh, what?
Yeah, and he was the villain in that. So I was kind of like, holy shit.
See, I recognize him, but I don't think I've ever seen him in anything, though. It's probably this movie is why I recognize him, really.
Yeah.
He just looks like a jackass, and I don't want to be around him.
complete jackass. Because he was like the nerd in high school, and he finally got a job of power.
You know? Yeah.
He's using his ticket book to the fullest extent of the law.
So yeah, like the high school kid is the second kill, right?
The
helmet,
and,
yeah.
And that's when like he's like, you know, he's already asking to exhume bodies. I mean, he's already he wants full autopsies because, you know, he's not a dumb doctor, you know, it's obvious. The town's is already against him because every patient he come across, they just happen to be dying.
Yeah.
Of unnatural causes.
Well, and you know, with a lot of those people, they just trust that doctor that's been there a long time. So it's like, it's easy for him to be all like, this guy's fucking up, you know,
right.
And half the town will believe him.
Yeah. You know, nothing in, well, the town's been under my watch has happened like this. You come to town,
Daddy,
and
they're saying
dying.
That you want to cut bodies up.
He's touching balls and kids are dying.
Yeah. That does not look good for him.
Benny Beachwood says that everybody's calling you Dr. Death.
But they'll fuck, and then like I was like right around that time, dude, is you when you see like a couple of giant soldier spiders or males or whatever, and they drag that egg sack down to the into his cellar.
Yeah.
Oh,
you remember that part?
Yeah.
I remember. I fucking wrote that shit down because that. I'm like, oh my god.
So they do that.
Yeah. There's, or maybe they move from the barn. No, because there's a big spider still in the barn. So I saw there two big spiders dragging an egg sack, and they went down in the basement. Yeah. That's all I know. Or the cellar.
Because there was like the general and then the queen spider.
Yeah.
Oh,
was
then
that
the male.
Queen carrying the egg sack then?
I think the general spider was okay. I got it now. The general spider was in the barn.
Yeah, yeah. And the queen was in the cellar.
The queen and the male, because they said there was a male.
Oh yeah, there.
And there's two big spiders, but one stayed. I don't know. Either way, spider talk is confusing.
Yeah, we're not experts here.
No, we're not. But I just remember, fuck that shit, because you know everything. All hell is gonna break loose, and it's gonna be ground fucking zero there. I think for me, this movie, it's about the jumpiness of the spiders.
Because
these spiders leap.
Yeah, and like the best leap, and I'm sure it might be with like you guys are thinking the same thing is like when shit's already kind of going crazy, and like the assistant of Atherton has shown up.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
And they're in that house looking for the spider, and they look behind the picture, and that spider jumps off the wall.
Oh.
And like it lands on that, you know, like the table chair. Table,
yeah, exactly. Or whatever.
And it's fucking watching him.
Yeah.
And
like, oh my God.
It's like make a move. You know? Like,
what you gonna do, bitch?
Yeah. It was so powerful, and then he got defeated by a glass.
Yeah.
But no, I mean that's when I was like, if it wasn't for the leaping of these spiders, I don't think this movie would be like.
By the way, like I mean, were either of you wondering by the end of the movie like why there weren't more spiders just stepped on?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, honestly, it's like if you were a man in this movie who had pants on, it's like step on them. But, like, I think that had a lot to do with, like, you know, the fact that they used real spiders.
Right.
You know, like they couldn't write in too many steps into it because they, they had to.
Yeah.
And if it was if that movie was made today, it would all be CGI, and there would be a lot of spiders getting stepped on and smashed and stuff like that.
Be like eight-legged freaks.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, they were like really, really big about spider safety.
Yeah.
And the one scene that actually was great though was when you know, John Goodman comes out in a little plank, and you know, one of my favorite scenes, of course. Yeah. He's spraying it, you know, and that was a dummy spider. He sprayed a dummy spider.
Yeah. And you can see it, like, because I heard about that fact too, and it's like when you see that first spray, it's like getting like, you know, knocked around. Yeah. just looks like a toy.
But then when he stepped on it. It was, they hollowed out a shoe. And so when he actually stepped on it, the spider was really there. And it just curled up underneath his shoe. And once for the next take, and then he would lift the shoe off and the spider would be fine. And they just replaced it with like, something else.
Some glue.
Smushed shit that they put
by the way, like the sound of that, the Foley artist used potato chips.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
But yeah,
fun fact right there. Potato chip smushing.
I always remember that scene because after that he's like, "I'm bad.
I'm bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I'm bad."
What a great character.
Yeah, but it is, you know, like after once Metcalf finally dies, which by the way was like such a weird scene where it's like, okay, now we're in Dr. Metcalf's room. And his wife is in her 90 in bed waiting, you know, and he's walking on the treadmill with his boxer shorts and undershirt on.
Just bitching about him. Yeah. Bitching about Russell the whole time. He's like, well, fucking guy.
Some doctors who should know better just won't accept that their big city methods don't sit well in the small town.
And his wife is like, I would sure love to go for walks outside. And and he's just like, nope, need to know when and wow. And what, like, how much? It's just so like, this guy is a miserable fuck at home, too.
Yeah, he's so calculated. He's so like, I need to know exactly how many calories I burn. But this is all happening simultaneously with my favorite scene, which is the. Which you thought was going to be a kill, but wasn't.
Oh, the
shower scene.
The shower, yeah.
That's one of my favorite scenes, man, for good reason. Yes. That's a lucky ass spider, man. He drops right down the mid cleavage and goes all the way down the
stack. That was his plan the whole time.
He's like, whee!
So you want to kill her.
The general wants me to kill her, but I'm just going to like botch this and you know, go down that water slide there.
Have a good time.
It's a lucky ass spider. Good shot. But finally, they got their specimen.
Yeah.
You know, and that, but that's only with it. That specimen.
Wait,
finally,
where did the specimen come from?
The wine glass.
The wine glass.
Well, you know,
when they try.
Oh, yeah.
But then we finally get Snobby Doc back. Mm-hmm. That was enough for him to get off of he's just reading a paper with his feet up at his office. Yeah. So he sends his.
Well, and he's like isn't he like the county mortician or something? Like,
well, no, he's the entomologist guy.
Oh, you mean Atherton?
Yeah, Atherton. He's the professor guy. So once they got the specimen, they brought Atherton in.
Yeah.
And this is just great because they're figuring shit out. You know, they realize, oh, we got to find which spider and where and yada this and all that. And then, so they go off, they all separate. I'm going this way. But I love it. So they fucking go to the barn. They finally figure out that's where it's at. The barn's there.
Yeah.
And he goes, stay right here. I'll be back. And then what does he do? He goes in and does this giant ass bass pluck.
Yeah.
The fucking spider web. I mean, that thing fucking just flies out. And once again,
Ninja spider.
But there was a scene for that part that I had to bring up was the cop. Cause the cop just kind of disappears.
Yeah.
And you never see the cop again.
Yeah.
And I read into
it. Yeah. Yeah.
And
go ahead. No, go.
Well, so apparently like there was a scene where there's a spider in the squad car and the sheriff dies instantly and crashes.
I would like to see that.
Yeah. But apparently it didn't make it. So
damn it.
So yeah, you're just left to wonder what happened to him, even though nobody cared because
he just left. Yeah. He's like, I'm done with this shit.
Yeah, I mean, is this crazy? But I kind of jumped ahead just a little bit because my favorite kill though was the two old people with Mimi.
Oh,
dude,
yeah.
Mimi.
Oh yeah, Mimi from Drew Carey Show.
Drew Carey Show. Yeah. So
yeah, her and Irv and their Wheel of Fortune.
Oh my God. I mean, that
they're wheel watchers, all right.
Yeah.
But the scene though, like, you know, the creepiest reason is because that was probably the first time, and I remember seeing this when I was a kid. I even think I saw this first maybe before like Raiders of the Lost Ark or some shit, you know, uh-huh. whatever it was. But I mean, the spider coming out of his nose and just crawling all over his face.
Yeah, which I was a great prosthetic.
It was fucking fantastic.
Totally
yeah,
looked
it was,
like him.
Yeah. Yeah, but still, nonetheless, no, yeah. It was awesome though. That was like one of my, that was my favorite kill for that reason for like forever. I mean, the kills are just kills, you know, I mean, they're nothing absolutely amazing. It's a lot
it's
of keeling over.
Yeah.
It's a lot of keeling over.
Which, and by the way, I mean, like all those little spiders, the little drones were all real spiders.
Yeah.
And like this form of seemingly harmless New Zealand spider that's super common.
But they look like crabs. I guess they're part of the crab family. But
well, and it's like if you Google like spider videos from New Zealand, like people in their houses, these things like are on their walls and
all
they're
the
fucking
time.
Huge.
Those are all the videos you see when like they're on the wall and they try to come up and get it and they go whoosh,
and they
the
jump
screen.
At them. Yeah.
They really do
fuck
that.
Fuck that shit.
Dude, seriously.
See, As my life has proceeded, I find out there's a lot of shit in New Zealand and Australia that I don't want to see in real life.
People are like, oh, I want to move there. They're like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, you go for it. Everything's big there.
I'll take the Black Widow.
That's speaking of which, I mean, that's my spider story. I don't have any major spider stories, but mm-hmm. I mean, when we bought this place, it used to be a grow house.
Right.
And then it was like condemned for like 6 months to a year. So we finally got into this place. It was Black Widow Central.
Jesus.
It's like every morning or night I would come on. You should see me. I was like covert ops, like staying in the middle all the way. And then I would flip on the light and it would, oh fuck. They would be like dangling down from underneath the, like where the dishwasher would be and all that shit. I'm like, oh fuck. You know, oh man, it was just so bad. I mean, when we first moved into this place, we probably gassed this house like 3 times.
Damn.
Oh, so yeah, that's my nasties.
Mm. Well, I got a couple of them.
Yeah.
So
do share before the full-out spider invasion.
They both happened within like a year of each other. So the first time was I was living with my parents. So this is when I was younger. Not too young though. I was like, you know, 18, something like that.
Okay.
But anyway, like I was just sitting there watching TV and
oh no.
I started feeling something like itch in my upper thigh area. And you know, like whatever, it did feel peculiar, but it wasn't like thinking too much of it until it started happening again and again. And I was like, "What the fuck is this?" So like, I was preparing myself for what I was gonna see because I was like, "There is
something.
A fucking spider in my pants." Like that's just like, what else would it be? You know,
Jesus.
So confirmed, I like flipped my pant or short leg up, and there was like a you know, like a jumping spider, like button-sized hairy spider.
Ugh. Those are kind of cute.
And they're harmless. And it like, anyway, so it's like, I did a jig, you know, I fucking got up and did a river dance and like, you know, got my shorts off and like, you know, threw them outside, made sure the spider was probably not in the house still.
No.
So that was crazy. But then like the second time was even more fucking crazy. It was like, I was working at a local restaurant in town here. And we had this skylight above the kitchen, and I was prepping stuff in the kitchen.
Right.
And I had a shaved head at the time and no hat on, and I felt something land on my head, and I like flicked it down in front of me.
No.
And it was a Black Widow.
Oh, shit.
I hate that. Yeah. Black Widows are so fucking creepy.
And yeah. I squashed it with, you know, my towel, and yeah. it was, you know, that orange goo and stuff like that. It was,
no, thank you, man.
Yeah.
No, damn. Thank you.
Yeah, no. so those are, but like I still am the one that deals with spiders in my house.
Oh, so am
yeah.
I. So yeah. am I.
She's, we have, she's we have better. To be.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. She's gotten better though. I don't have to like jump at it as much as I usually do. But uh-huh. yeah, I usually give it time to see if she'll take initiative.
It's actually funny. The other night, I watched Uncle Buck with my wife because she would not watch Arachnophobia with me. Mm. But that night after Uncle Buck, we were heading into our room and we get these, you know, the big house spiders.
Yeah.
And one of those was running. And it like went next to my cat because my cat didn't see it. My cat was just sitting there and it was like hiding next to my cat. Oh. And I was like, fuck. And I had to go get like something to trap it because I wasn't going to like squash it, you know? So I trapped it. So I trapped it under this like little glass bowl. And then like I go to get something to slide under the bowl so I can move it, you know?
Yeah.
And as I'm like doing that, my cat realizes what's in there. And like as I'm like back in the living room trying to find something to slide under there, here like
popping
ting, ting 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 ting, like my cat is trying to fucking get this thing out of there. So like yeah, and like it was funny, like my wife came out of the bathroom and she's like, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, "Just open the door." And then she's like, "For what?" And then she came in, she was like, "Whoa!" Yeah.
Oh no.
Very nice.
Yeah, so that's, you know, I mean, that's why this movie is so good is right. because arachnophobia is a legitimate thing that can, like, be, it's common.
I think everybody has a fraction of it, yeah, you know, regardless. Sure. I mean, yeah. It's just something that you can't.
For whatever reason, it's like a.
They look terrible.
It's a deeply instinctual fear.
Yeah.
Like,
so they look terrible.
Crawlies,
yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, anyway. Unless so, you got a spider story?
I got a couple.
You know? Yeah.
So.
This is spider story time. So.
Yeah.
I'll tell you when you guys can click on it and want to talk about the rest of the movie, but it's spider story time.
So I watched this movie and I'm in kindergarten or first grade or something. And this movie made me want to go catch spiders around my house and around my school.
Catch them with your hands?
Sometimes.
You're savage,
because I'm
dude.
A fucking idiot. So like at school, I'd be like catching black widows and shit.
Say what?
No.
And then like my... Like, everyone wanted me to kill them because everyone else was scared of the spiders.
And you just got
as you should be. But I was fine with it.
Just this ginger kid catching spiders.
Only gingers can handle black widows.
But then I was asked to go under my house to get our dog.
Oh.
And when I crawled out from under, I was covered in black widows.
Oh.
And I was fucking done. I freaked the fuck out and I couldn't look at spiders for years.
Oh my god. Dude.
Okay. Trumped.
Oh. Yeah, like
trumped completely.
Fuck this.
No wonder you almost didn't share.
I mean, that's like right up there. Like, how would you react if you were being chased by bees? You know?
Yeah. It was basically that.
Jesus.
Holy shit.
And then actually not too long ago, like maybe 3 or 4 years ago actually, I was in my room and I felt something bite my knee.
What?
And when I look at my knee, it's already like doubled in size and what? It's like purple and red. And I was like, what the fuck was that? And I'm like looking around my futon trying to see what bit me. And then I see crawling on the floor is like a spider like this big.
Yeah.
With fangs that were like half its size.
Oh my God.
It was wolf spider.
It was a camel spider.
A camel spider?
That my brother brought back from San Diego.
Jesus fucking Christ.
And when I smashed this thing, it was green goop. Like, ew. It looked like
radioactive.
Avocado. Yeah.
Have you tried? Do you have powers?
No.
Okay. So wait, did your brother like in arachnophobia, like did he accidentally bring it back?
Yeah, in a suitcase.
Jesus.
Fuck.
I used to have a picture of it, I wish I could show you guys, but it was like smushed. I could only kill half of it with my shoe, and I smacked it as hard as I fucking could.
Oh my God.
And only like half of it was dead.
That's not okay.
So how long did your knee like stay swelled?
Oh, it was a good 2 weeks.
Holy shit.
And it was red for probably another 2 weeks.
Christ, dude.
It fucking sucked.
That was terrible.
Yikes.
Okay. Well, all right. That was spider talk. Moving on. Thanks for that. Well, hopefully we end with the better one last. So that's great. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
So the sheriff dies.
Yeah. So this is at this point, we're at an all-out spider invasion.
Yeah.
You know, his house is fucking covered. Everything is just disgusting. But this is a part that I always thought was kind of funny because you know how these fuckers just like They dive. They jump. They're everything. And he's like running through the house, and they're just like on the walls.
Yeah.
And they're like, woo, dangling. Yeah. And it's like,
decorations.
Yeah. Come on, man. I mean, this guy should be fucking covered with spiders, and he should be dead like right now. But why, you ask? Because if he was covered with spiders and dead at that moment, he wouldn't have fallen off the banister and crashed between the bad wood. All to right. the safety of whatever the hell he landed on to discover the shit that he's about to get into, which was awful.
Yeah.
But this is the animatronic spiders part.
You know,
this is where we're nothing but animatronic spider. But I mean, the battle is pretty fun. You know, I can't really complain. The electricity.
Yeah. Well, and you know what's cool about the animatronic spider, because I was a fan of Mythbusters, is that it was pre-Mythbusters. It was made by the guy Jamie Heineman, who's, you know, one of the
two. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome. Because
they were movie prop guys before they did that show.
Well, yeah,
that's really cool.
Yeah. So, but and you know, it's funny watching a lot of those scenes that the animatronic spider is in. It's like a pretty impressive, you know, like,
right?
It's not obvious that it's animatronic.
No,
not completely. I mean, the only part you know you can really kind of tell is like after like a battle scene, like when he throws it on top and like thinking he can use it to like jump back up.
Yeah,
there's a few little rickety moments, but not much. I mean, really, they did a fucking good job with it.
Yeah,
it's crazy, really. But yeah, I mean the fight scenes. I mean, it was pretty jank, but also like a fun one. You know, it's like the one he's like got the shovel and it's crawling down the handle and his hand is like fuck. And I'm like no, but you know, and you know he gets splatted on. And
I love him. He's just like tossing the shovel. He's just throwing shit.
Well, that's what I would do. That's what I would do. But honestly, I would have all my shotguns in the cellar after that day.
Yeah,
like all my shotguns, all my guns.
I probably wouldn't have a cellar just to lessen the chance that there'd be spiders. Like, but I'm fine living in an apartment.
So he, cool. Yeah, exactly. So he kills one of the big spiders. You know, I'm assuming that's the female.
It is. It's the queen.
The queen.
The queen then.
Because the queen is protecting the egg sac. Like, that's
right.
When Atherton talks, or not even Atherton, the other guy, Collins. The real hero of, like, the experts, you know, because it's like he actually does a good job of, like, you know, using his knowledge to their advantage.
True.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like that. The queen is the one that's like there defending the egg sac. But I think the general shows up because it's like he knows that's where, you know.
Okay, so that's what I was gonna say, because after he kills the queen and like you see the pulsating egg sac up there, it's just doing its gross shit.
Oh shit! I'm in the goddamn nest.
And like he does your scene where he like with the bottle,
yeah.
You know, so he can. Sorry, dude. Why? Why did you get that fucking close to it? Because like I'd be chucking that shit from like a distance.
Yeah,
you know. But he gets like all the way up to it. Like he's not even a foot away, and he's like, eh. He can barely even like pour the shit on, and that's when fucking spider. Just, I mean, no distance. My
totally
friend. Distance.
I mean, you could almost like open it up normally and then just like fling it.
Exactly.
Fling it. Like that's holy exactly water.
What I mean. Yeah. But so he falls and all.
Maybe it's because he didn't have a corkscrew, which would make sense.
He should.
I know that because I'm drinking wine right now. Only at the screw top, so I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Fucking amateur.
$3.99 for the Chateau.
It's okay. I'll edit that out. No, but I mean, that, and so he falls and all those like, supposedly they were actually heavy wine racks, but I mean, I almost gave Jeff Daniels the I Believed It award.
Yeah. But he did a good job of pretending like he was trapped.
Yeah, I know, because then all of a sudden, like when the spider was getting actually close enough to matter, like he just like flipped him right off of him.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, that's great. But when he bats that fucker all the way across the room and he's just chucking bottles at him. The best part of it was when he brings out the flamethrower.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that spider just conveniently gets out of the way. It's fucking great. Yeah. But the part that I think all villains, spider, horror villains, or whatever, that your burning corpse must pop back out for one final hurrah.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, realistically, I guess you couldn't, destroy the egg sac in a whole nother separate shot. So, we're going to expel that egg sac and blow up all the spidery sperm.
Yeah.
All in one fell swoop. I mean, the nail gun had to make another appearance, you know?
Yeah. Totally.
So, yeah. Final battle. Pretty fun.
Yeah. It's like a boss battle in video games. Like two phases.
It was a boss battle.
Yeah. You think you're done after the queen, but then a bigger spider comes and you're like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a fun movie.
It is.
I've loved it since, but really, realistically, I've only seen it twice, and it was probably all 20 years ago. So, for a third viewing, I'd probably say, I mean, I definitely
liked it a lot. I mean, like a lot of the movies we talk about, it's like, you know, when I watched it back then, there was stuff I didn't pay attention to.
Oh, exactly.
You know, and now it's like you kind of pay attention to it, and it holds up. You know, it's funny. It's like a, you know, I read that like when Jeff Daniels got on board with this, that the script was super kind of just formulated horror, like really dumb lines, just kind of like cut to the chase.
Exactly.
And then like he and the writers or director, I don't know, went over and just did a bunch of rewrites and kind of made it more of like a, you know, ironic movie. You know? And
absolutely.
And originally the character of Ross Jennings didn't have an issue with spiders, and I mean that made it the movie.
Oh, right. What?
Yeah,
Jeff Daniels having a fear of spiders made that movie way better.
Yeah, well, you like know? That whole scene when it's like when he goes into the barn to face his fears because his wife convinces him.
Dude, yeah, that was worse.
It's just so funny because it's like. Like they walk out of it and they're kind of like ha 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 ha, you know, like that was crazy, but it's like what the fuck, that was a goddamn rat.
Yeah,
like that was a mammal that was trapped
in a spider web.
And it's like
nothing about that.
And they saw like what was up there. It's like there's no amount of like nothing could convince me that that's normal. You know,
fuck that.
Those giant webs.
Exactly.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's what she was saying the whole time. She's just taking pictures like, oh, look how wonderful this is. I mean, you need to be slapped. This is not okay. An exterminator needs to be here. Actually, we need an army of exterminators to take care of whatever the fuck's up there.
Yeah.
So I don't really have too much more. I mean, we'll rate it.
Yeah, we can rate it.
Yeah. I mean, it's a movie. I like it. It's like a 7.75.
Yeah.
7.
I would give it. I would give it like a solid 7.5.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's,
it's watchable and it's a horror movie, but it's funny. You know, like the horror movies. I'm just not a fan of horror these days. It's just way too gruesome.
True.
You know, like sometimes it's just like what can I be more disturbing than the last? You know, and I like movies like this where it's just like, you know, it's fun horror. It's like a, you know,
it's a horror-omedy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
A good seven.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Tremors almost, you know. It's
That's
you a good watch comparison.
I think if you have a good spider story, you know, it definitely jumps up the
liking of
this movie a little bit more.
Yeah, it's like the people that, you know, like in the long run deserve to die.
Exactly.
You know, there's some funny lines. There's some, you know, like false scares. You know, it's. I think it, you know, it's like I like comparing it to Tremors because I think it's right there. It's like if there's like a you know, kind of like how The Thing is like sci-fi horror,
right?
Like there should be a horror-omedy.
A horror-omedy. I really think you got something there.
Yeah, like Evil Dead, you know.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, this is good. So, all right, but like once again, that's about all I got. Thanks, Chris, for joining.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
And once again, we don't know what we're gonna do next, but you know. We always got them coming. So stay tuned for the next episode of Cinema Stash Rehash.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bow, down, 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 down.